Morning, I'm Glenn Southern. It's Saturday the 9th of May, and this is my second audio boot. Hopefully, the big difference with this one today is that I won't run out of time. So, a bit disappointed yesterday with my first one, where I basically just ran out of time. Too busy chattering about my King Kong sculpture and didn't realise how much time I was taking. So, only a couple of things that I want to go through this morning, because I'm on a busy day. It's early morning at the moment, and I've got a busy artwork day today. But I'm just updating my blog, which is www.southerngfxblog.blogspot.com, or from my site, www.southerngfx.co.uk. And the reason I'm updating it this morning is that I run a weekly modelling session at Never Centre's forum for Silo. And I just started to look at all of the different sessions that we've done so far, about 10 weeks of it. And I'm looking at what we're going to do over the summer. And then I suddenly realised that I'm away most of the summer. And then I started to think about the fact that most of the summer I pull away from artwork and 3D and modelling and sculpting and get out there in the real world and do a lot of travelling. And then that led me to thinking about managing creativity and creative highs and lows over the year, which is what the blog post is about. And then I realised that I'd read a lot about this last year and how I was feeling about artwork and how the creative urges can be, well, not urges, but creative dips can really affect me, and how it happens over a year. So I spend most of summer, spring and early summer, really heavily turning out the artwork commissions and personal projects, and then go into the summer itself and do the travelling, which charges me up ready for September, going into Christmas and into the new year for work again. So, and really I was just interested in how that affects other people. So with the modelling sessions, just trying to get ready really, hopefully getting some ideas, some images in from other people, and hopefully get some good inspiration so we can help other people learn modelling. The blog goes through quite a lot of what I've just said, and it also says a bit about why I support Silo and Never Centre, and the fact that I'm not particularly loyal to any one software company. It's just the software that does the job for me at the time, and Silo is one of the best modelers I've ever used. So one of the big things going forward for Silo is or the big complaint, should I say, going forward with Silo, is that it's not been updated for a while. But actually, I couldn't care less, because it does exactly what I need it to do right now, which is a fast modelling solution for polygon modelling. On the back of yesterday, with the video cutting short, the audio boot cutting short, the last thing I was going to say is that I think my King Kong sculpture is going to be wrecked. And actually, from yesterday to today, I've taken it off its backboard. And quite rightly, it is wrecked. So I'm going to have to go back and rethink how I model with clay going forward, and whether in fact I'm going to bother, or whether I'll just go back to Sculpey and wax. So I'll post a bit about that on my blog, and I'll show some pictures of what's actually happened to the sculpture. Shame really, because it's a beautiful sculpture, or turn it into a beautiful sculpture. And the fact that my inexperience with real clays led to that is a shame. So I hope you have a great weekend. As I say, I'm working right the way through, which is my own fault. But hope you have a great weekend, and get some relaxing in this nice weather if you've got it.